Not like there's an outpouring of public out there tonight.
Did you stop?
Yeah.
There's usually 8 people up here, right? How many mics do you see?
7.
7?
What happens to the 8th one?
It's like Congress. Mr. Chairman, I yield my time.
6:02, I'd like to call the meeting to order. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Kevin Lathrop here, filling in for Chuck Longton tonight as he's still out on some medical. We're going to try and move through this, and hopefully I do okay. Roll call vote. You want to handle that, Gloria? You want me to do it?
You want me to do a roll call?
Yes, please,
not
ma'am.
Vote, right?
Roll call. Sorry, not vote. Sorry. I fumbled.
Commissioner Lathrop.
Here.
Commissioner Selby.
Here.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Superintendent Albertson is out ill as well, will not be attending this evening. His report is in the package.
Alterations to the agenda? Alterations to the agenda? Moving on. Motion to approve discussion minutes for April 1st, 2024.
I make a motion to approve.
I wasn't even here, so I don't know what the minutes are.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Okay. Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Did you get all that, Gloria?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Communications pertaining specifically to matters which concern the commission. I'm going to believe that you have something for us there.
Nothing that's not already in the package, sir.
Okay, thank you. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute time limit. Remarks from the public. Moving on. Report from operations.
Derek's report is in the package. I can tell you that process has returned, despite the fact that we had a very bad March and April due to a lot of heavy rainfall. With some seeding from other plants, we were able to get the plant back into process, and really, really good numbers the last couple days over the weekend and this morning. Let me check his report. We are bringing in a couple of summer help. One's going to do a lot of computer and internal work, and we have somebody who's going to help us do some more task-oriented work and help in the laboratory. Both are Montville residents. One's a 16-year-old from Grasso Tech, and the other is a sophomore at Central who's going to be doing some computer work for us, particularly in the area of cybersecurity and our SCADA systems and working on our GIS mapping system, which we're going to coordinate more with the town on as far as getting some outfall reporting on our storm drains and how those are affecting the water that's coming into the plant through infiltration and particularly through infiltration. Derek was invited to go up to Hartford last week. It was this week is National Water Clean Water Week, and he was invited up there with some other people from the area. Our former administrator, Brian Lynch from Putnam, was there. Groton was there. New London was there. This was to showcase some of the projects that were being done with the Clean Water Revolving Fund, of which we are a recipient with the Tower Project. The Tower Project is moving along. We're on schedule and on budget at this point. We have a couple of minor change orders that we're dealing with. The Stony Brook Bridge Project, I'm going to incorporate Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, mine with his, because we're kind of a lot of overlap.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The Stony Brook Rehabilitation Project was awarded to New England Infrastructure. We're finalizing our notice to proceed with them, the contract to establish the project dates. It's about a 3-month project. We're hoping to get that started and finished before the Labor Day weekend or thereabouts before the milling of 32 occurs. That would probably be a nightmare if they're going to be working, you know, overlapping in that time frame. So we hope to have it done by the middle of August at this point. Stony Brook Bridge at the corner of Massapequa and 32, right where they're going to begin the milling and repaving project. They came in at $588,500. The other bidder we had was for $628,000. We did an asset management review of all of our hard assets at the plant. Went over it, took some things off that were no longer that we do not longer own and have disposed of or sold. We're going to continue to do that and work on our depreciation schedules. We're still working on our distribution box resurfacing project. We need the state's approval to be able to use the remainder of our state grant funds, that $5 million grant that we secured in 2013-ish, 2012, 2013. We have about 400 and something thousand left in that pot of money, and we need to spend it by the end of December, but the state needs to approve that project. It is an improvement at the plant, so it should be approved. Right now, they're just worried about how we're going to bypass that distribution box for the Rand Whitney influent as it comes into the plant, and we have the plan in place, so they should be okay. The Mohegan Tribal Utility Authority wants to possibly look at putting some water expansion onto Broadview at their cost. It's in our ESA. There's no problem with that. We'll just be selling them more water if that happens. It's for their own personal use. We met with fire, EMS, and the police regarding the communications on the existing tower. Informed them that we're not going to be moving any of the communication equipment that is unrelated to the WPCA to the new tower. We're going to reserve that specifically for our telemetry and Groton Utilities telemetry. They're okay. They have a plan moving forward to relocate their equipment. It'll stay on there for a little while, but as they move over to the state police low band system, they're not going to need any of that stuff anymore anyway. High band, sorry. Whatever the state police one is.
Another change I didn't know about.
Whatever you're paying for, Mayor.
So when's that thing coming down then?
Oh, not anytime soon. We have no plans to take that down at this point.
So you're going to leave that thing abandoned up there? You're not going to paint it? You're not going to do nothing?
It's not going to be. There is not a maintenance plan moving forward quite at this point yet, no. We're working on a plan for it, long-term plan.
We have to do something with the antennas that are up there, and that's going to be a long-term effort too.
Well, sounds like most of them are going to get removed, but what are we not removing? Just the
we don't know how long it's going to take.
No.
Oh no, there's going to be a significant amount of equipment up there for years to come. It's going to take some while to make that transition. Yeah,
there's got to be at least half a dozen or more antennas up there at
yeah.
now.
It serves, yes, Mr. Yeager, correct. It serves QV communications. They have a tower up. They have communications up there. The fire departments have some of their own local equipment that is still broadcasting on that. Like I Am Responding, I think, is on there, or one of those that the fire departments still use for their paging systems, which are kind of becoming out of date, but they haven't gone out of service quite yet. It is repeater still for public works and those frequencies, so it's going to be a while yet, Commissioner.
So do you have plans on at least painting the thing so it doesn't just rot away?
We don't have a plan right now, but we're working on all that. So we have to see what gets moved when and when it can come down, if there's an opportunity for some kind of scrap project for it, and who we could get to maybe take it down for nothing.
I wouldn't think you're going to get that down for nothing.
Well,
that's going to be
always
job.
Hopeful.
Especially the way it's crammed in there now. Like you got so much stuff in front of it. It's going to be a heck of a job to get that thing out of there. And it's all starting to rust pretty good now. The paint on it, it's really starting to go. And if you're going to use it for other things, you're going to have to at least maintain it so that it's safe to use as far as the scaffolding going up to the top and everything. It's all starting to rust away now. So.
And I've heard as concern for erosion of the tank itself, but I'll have CLA check it out. Yeah. Maybe just see if there is a reason for concern.
And speaking of the tower up there, these guys have been banging away on ledge up there for the last 3 weeks. I'm telling you, they must have went through so many teeth on their equipment. It's pathetic. It's been a lot, yeah. I'm surprised it's still on schedule because, like I said, they've been banging away quite heavy up there. There's a lot of ledge. And they haven't even started on the foundation yet. They're still doing the water lines. When they do the foundation for the tank, that's even a bigger hole. So we'll see how this all turns out. But
okay, so I think the last kind of major thing that we're continuing to work on is the lead service line inventory project. Because of the problems in Flint, Michigan, and other areas across the country, they want to make sure that they get rid of all the lead service connections that come from the public water supply to people's homes. We don't think we have any here in Montville because we're a young system, but we have to provide an inventory by October 6th of 2024 of every service connection that we have to make sure the lines and the connections are not lead.
What's the oldest one you got, like down Depot Road and stuff?
I couldn't tell you which is the actual oldest.
Because mostly everything on 32, I think, is all pretty new.
Yep. I mean, like I said, it's a very young system. I'd be surprised if we find any.
The only thing that you might find is that they used to use lead in some of the valves. And the new valves nowadays are all lead-free. So some of the older valves still might have a small amount of lead in them, but I don't know if they're going to have you go that far or not.
Well, I don't know what's the connection in the house either. If they stubbed it out and so we're relying on the homeowners to do some of that legwork as well. So we're looking at the as-builts as much as we have. We're, I'd say, probably 85% completed with our inventory at this point. So nothing surprising as of yet. Some of them we're going to have to go on the ground and look because people are just not responding and we just don't know. But that should be nominal at this point. And then you have 10 years to replace them all. Under
that much?
Yeah. They want 10% a year for 10 years. So, places like Norwich and London, they're going to have a heck of a time. But they're throwing grant money out there for it. So we want to get our inventory done. If there is a problem, we want to get it first in line for any money that might be available for that. Other than that, the big things that we need to do are some things that we need to do bid waivers for that are on the agenda. We can get into those individually.
Okay. Thank you for your report. Report from the mayor.
Parallel with the bridge that goes from Maple Avenue to 163. Does that ring a bell with you, Mayor?
That was the service line that was put in when they had the contamination at Bragdon's there. 2010, 2008, 2009.
Christ, it looks older than that.
That's the only thing that the only water line that I was aware that was under there. Are you sure it's not a sewer line?
It's big enough for a sewer line, but I don't know. John thought it was water, but he wasn't sure either.
That was a water line that they ran down Maple Avenue to hook up, and it did get all the way to Crandall Hill, and it dead ends up Crandall Hill.
So
and that was a line
from 163?
What's that?
It's coming from 163?
Comes down Maple and shoots across 163. And that was the line that they sized at, I think, 8-inch or small-ish for a water line that we wanted to add money to put bigger line in once the road was open. I mean, there's your money. You'd have opened a road, you've got, at that point, put a 12-inch in. I mean, it's not that much more of a differential at that point, but the state wouldn't pay for it, and the town didn't want to kick any more money into it at that point. That was why we couldn't hook water fire suppression up to Palmer Town School. Because it wasn't enough flow through that pipe. but I believe it goes, that does, goes there, and it goes down Bridge Street and across to Crandall. And there's a couple little laterals from there to Bragdon's.
I have nothing else.
So maybe...
But we're happy to look at that, Leo.
I was going to say, maybe we can look into that.
Absolutely.
Just to make sure we know exactly we're on the right system there, because it looks like there's going to be some work that needs to get done on that bridge there at some point.
Well, the work that they're going to do is not going to expose that pipe. It's going to only, if we're lucky enough, fortunate enough, only going to replace the plates on the top of the travel portion.
Okay. We're going to work with it, of course.
Isn't there a water survey being done on all that stuff right now as far as usage, I think? It's possibly adding more lines so that we can get some stuff down to the junkyard. Isn't that all supposed to be part of that water survey?
There's none being done at this particular time.
No?
No. There's no expansion plans. That would be something that would come out of the Planning and Zoning Land Use Department.
Well,
I think
we paid the engineers money to do a water survey to see if we were going to need an increase, and part of that survey was supposed to be a line going down to the
to DW.
Yeah, they won't do it. It's not feasible. It just isn't economically. You're not going to pick up enough customers to pay for it. Same thing with gas line. They won't run a gas line down there either.
Why did we pay them all that money? I thought that was all part of...
Because of the two major fires that had happened.
Right, but I thought that's why we gave them this money for this survey, and they were supposed to come back with this, whether they were going to come down one road or hooking into another, or the feasibility. I mean, we never heard nothing back.
So, Commissioner, the deal is the town has to pay for that. It's not the WPCA that pays for that. So... DW did not want to pay for it, and the town had no desire to pay for that because they're not picking up any customers. It would be a major expense, and basically all it's going to be supplying is fire suppression for the scrapyard. And they already have a detention pond, and they put another pipe into the brook, dry hydrant they call them.
I just remember hearing them saying it was all, they were supposed to look into all this stuff and get back to us. And they never came back and told us any of the answers.
No, we had a meeting about it, and they showed us the two paths they had on it, and they gave us some ballpark numbers, what it would be per foot on each.
When was this?
When was it, like three meetings ago or four?
Three or four.
Been on all of them.
It was when we talked about, say, when they first brought it up, and we talked about that the junkyard needed to do more to prevent the fires.
It was just the meeting before last that we approved the money for the survey.
No, it was long before that.
You sure?
Yeah.
It was before I came on board.
Yeah.
Well, how long? You've only been here a couple months, right? Yeah.
Just in my third month.
It wasn't that long ago.
Time flies when we get older.
I know.
Maybe.
I mean, I'll look back through the notes, and I'll talk to Derek in the morning, and if he's in, or when he comes back, I'll discuss.
Yeah, because I thought that they were that was all part, because we were supposed to do it the first time, and we put it off because we wanted to know exactly what we were getting in this survey they wanted, and we put it off the next meeting, and then we had a woman who was on the phone, and she said all this stuff was supposed to happen, and they were looking at all this stuff. Pretty sure. I mean, I can look in the minutes and check, but that's all I got.
I'll look into it.
Thank you, sir. Report from engineers?
Nothing, sir.
Okay. Old business?
No old business.
All right. New business to consider and act on the bid waiver for replacement of the WPCF septage receiving station. The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider and act to waive sealed bid requirement in Section 708A of the Town Charter for the replacement of the Lakeside Raptor septic acceptance plant equipment for $160,000 per the April 16th, 2024 Lakeside Equipment Corp. budgetary proposal number 24-146, as it is sole source condition and in the best interest of the town. Do I have a motion?
Can we talk about it first?
You have to have a motion.
You have to have a motion, then we can discuss.
Motion to approve it.
Okay.
All right, I put a motion to approve.
Okay.
So just...
You have to have a second, too. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I can't second that.
Well, you can second it, but you don't have to approve it, but you have to second it so we can discuss
it.
Okay.
For the sake of discussion.
Yeah,
take
a discussion.
Just so we can argue.
Is this an emergency?
Yep.
Because it seems like everything seems to be emergency. I don't see you guys bidding anything. Everything you guys always do is just you waive these bids and start handing these projects out.
Well, with all due respect, Commissioner, I'm in 100% agreement with you because I always said the same thing. Now that I'm down there, this equipment is so specific that when you're replacing the front end of this septic loading system, you can't just take another one off the shelf somewhere else. This is a specific Lakeside Raptor septic receiving unit.
So you guys
it's been there a long time, yeah. and we're doing about $320,000-$330,000 a year in septic receiving, which is huge money.
Well, my thing is, if we knew this thing was going, why wasn't this addressed earlier?
Because they've been band-aiding it together.
We've been band-aiding it? I mean, if you've been band-aiding it together, this should have been on the agenda beforehand.
It has been. It's been on a capital plan for 2 years.
We haven't seen nothing of it here.
It's been on the capital plan for 2 years, Commissioner. All I can tell you is that it's been in the works, and again, it's when these guys pull in with their septic trucks, and I'm telling you, these trucks are coming in 10, 12, sometimes 14 a day. They're pumping out rocks and rags and sticks and whatever comes out of these tanks. And
beats it up.
It beats the heck out of it. I mean, you've seen some of the stuff that comes out of there. And then there's a secondary system that's been down as well that we had. We're doing 90% of the work in-house to save about $40,000 worth of rigging and repairs to that. So it's, you're welcome to come out and see any of this stuff anytime, as you know.
I mean, I understand, but I'm just saying, shouldn't we have a better handle on all this stuff
so
let it get to this point before we say, oh, it's an emergency now? I mean, if we knew this was Band-Aid.
We thought it could last longer, and it didn't. That's what they're telling me.
To address that, Mr. McDaniel came on board, part of my discussion about that was that this would free up time to be able to look at the plant and take more maintenance stuff in mind. The problem before was with Derek doing two jobs, he was always doing something and didn't have time to really go around and keep an eye on everything like you should, because he was just so busy doing stuff. Now with two chiefs in there, they can kind of divide and conquer and keep a better eye on stuff. And that was part of the discussion we had, is that we expect a better maintenance plan. And part of that we talked about, too, was finding out the dates that some stuff went into service and how much usage it gets, so we keep a better eye on it, so we move forward with a better plan for replacement. You know, if there's a pump that's a sole source thing, maybe we shop it out. You know, maybe we have to change more than just the pump, but do things so we're planning things instead of reacting.
I mean, we have a generator that we just went through the PMs on and whatnot. I found out this just generator is from like the 70s or 80s. And it's a main generator down at the plant. I think it's a 50 kW. It's a huge unit, and it's going to be big bucks.
Well, they don't.
That's still young, right, Mayor?
They don't get much use. I mean, they only go down when we lose power. But
when they go down, they have to work.
Yeah,
we can't free flow into the river, so it's mission critical. So we are looking at all those type of things. And I'll give you another. For instance, we need a front door for the facility. So they went out and got a price from Park Railway, and they said, "Well, here's the price. It's almost $8,000." I said, I need more prices." Well, we always use Park Railway. I said, "It doesn't matter. It's under $10,000. We got to get prices. It doesn't have to go out to a sealed bid, but." So I went and got two more prices. I got one for $4,200.
They can vary quite a bit sometimes. Well, if you go with bids, usually it keeps people a little bit more honest than just handing them a
No doubt about it.
Job.
But sometimes So when you start putting certain kinds of equipment in the plant, you can't, you know, pair up sometimes one motor with a different motor or one motor with a different controller. You're kind of stuck with that vendor because you made that decision to go with that product. You know, you're not going to put Caterpillar parts in a John Deere.
Unless you're saying it's a sole source condition?
Yes, because it's the only people that make this unit that will fit into the parts for the receiving station.
So that's one of the reasons why we don't go out to bid, because it's a sole source condition. I mean, it's added to the urgency.
Yes. And I can tell you that we beat up the proposal. We took out stuff that we didn't need, stuff that we could reuse.
Yep.
Any more discussion on that?
No, not in that one. No.
Okay. I would say that was my whole point. I wanted to know why. It just does seem like we're always, you know, voting to waive the prerequisites, because it wasn't even for this. It was when the company that was doing the pipes on Maple Avenue, I mean, that was like, they're already been doing it. They know what they're doing, so it makes sense to waive it. But it just does seem like we're always waiving everything. But now that you're on, you know the problem, you're involved, you're on top of it, I'd say this is fine. But it's just something that's, you know, to take note of now.
Like, I can assure you that we're more careful with the authority's money than we are our own money. So, I mean, I know I am.
And I know you are too.
All right, roll call vote.
Commissioner Boudou?
Favor.
Commissioner Masella?
Favor.
Commissioner Lathrop?
Favor.
I think he was waiting for Gloria to tell him.
Motion passed. Number two, to consider and act on the bid waiver for the purchase of 6 grinder pumps. The Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider and act to waive the sealed bid requirement in Section 708A of the Town Charter for the purpose of 6 E1 Extreme Series grinder pumps for $19,488 per the April 23rd, 2024 FR Mahoney and Associates budgetary proposal QTRL01632, as it is a sole source condition in the best interest of the town. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion?
Okay, so first of all, here we go again. I think Derek set me up by not coming here tonight to help explain all this stuff. Oh, you had that today? Oh, fun. So these are the pumps that that we use, that we have spare parts for. They're 3,000 and change a piece. We had talked about, you know, just getting a couple of them or whatever, but based on what we're looking at, the age of the pumps that are in the field, We have no new pumps in stock right now. We have 2 rebuilds that are pretty bad shape. We just had one fail 2 weeks ago before we went out to get the prices back out. For the record, the grinder pumps are being phased out. So when properties are changing hands, we will no longer be responsible for the grinder pumps. But there's still a number of them out there. I forget, there's 20 and change probably still out there in the field.
So these grinder pumps are actually what, individual house pumps?
Yes.
That they're bringing up from when it below,
yep,
grade.
Yep.
I can tell you that the one that I have, 2, one each house, and the rental house, it failed, and because it changed hands, I had to buy it myself. I had to go to Boston, Massachusetts to get it, because that's the only place around that sells them. And there was, I think it cost me like $4,000.
Yeah, and we were looking at it, and we were talking about maybe getting just maybe 2 or 3 at a time. By the time you added the freight and the shipping and whatnot, it didn't make any sense. And then I looked at it, and I said, okay, so Now we're over the 10,000. How much is it going to cost to go out to for a bid package? It's almost $15,000-$20,000 to do a bid package. So you're almost stuck into doing this stuff. But we don't have any on the shelf right now.
So you're saying that if we went out to bid process, it would make it more expensive?
Oh, you're 20 grand just for bidding.
Okay.
Just to put it in the paper.
Is the bid process, is that mandatory? I mean, where?
It is by charter, okay. Commissioner. So it's antiquated. Mm-hmm. It's a $10,000 limit, which is ridiculous in 2024. You can't buy anything in this industry for $10,000.
Vote to raise that?
It's in the charter, unfortunately.
You can't change anything in the charter?
I don't think we can. I mean, I'll talk to the attorney again. I think I checked on it years and years ago, but that was from the town side. I don't know if, because I didn't actually look at it for the water authority side, but I can ask.
When was the last time the charter was actually revised? I mean, are we due to have that done?
80s.
I can tell you that everyone's afraid to open the charter because of what might be attempted to be thrown in there. But we have to. Because of certain things that have changed in the past 2 years, there is some talk amongst the counselors to reopen it. We just need some people to serve on the Charter Revision Commission.
Sounds good. Yep.
It's a low threshold.
Yeah. It's a big job.
Ten grand is nothing right now.
No, it ain't.
It's a big job.
You can't buy a decent lawnmower for 10 grand. I mean, a commercial lawnmower for doing, like, you know, Parks and Rec stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why the state bid list does come in handy. And unfortunately, nobody on the state bid list has grinder pumps. We looked at that, too.
So in this case, for this one, it makes sense to waive it. I mean, there's no reason not. It's we're not trying to circumvent the rules. We're trying to do it the best way that we can.
Yes, sir.
And then I have a question back. What we were talking about before, you said something had been on to be replaced for 2 years and nobody did it. Was that this group or the council that pushed it along?
No. It was a decision that was made at the plant level.
Okay.
So, you know, we were talking about upgrading the system, but other things came up, so money got reprioritized within the capital plan.
Okay. So I know we've been voting to waive the bids, but it's every time it seems like a legitimate reason. It's not just we're just doing it for whatever reason.
I don't have too much of a problem with these small ones. It's the large ones that I would actually like to see bid. And the next one coming up is that's probably one of the ones I would like to see bid.
Any more discussion?
I'm good.
Okay. Gloria, would you like to do a roll call vote for us, please?
Commissioner Lathrop.
Favor.
Commissioner Maselli.
Favor.
Commissioner Perdue.
Favor.
Motion passed. All right. Number three, to consider and act on a bid waiver for the repair of the RWCB discharge line. Town of Montville Water and Sewer Commission hereby resolves to consider and act to waive the sealed bid requirement in Section 708A of the Town of the Charter for the remaining replacement of the RWCB discharge line beginning Phase 3, including 750 linear feet, and allocate funds not to exceed $315,000. Motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion.
What's the reason to?
So this came up at our meeting with Rand Whitney on Thursday. They have completed basically phase two of the line. They were able to actually put all new hard pipe in under the gas line, under or over the gas line. They got by the gas line, which was going to be very problematic. We thought we were going to have to use that sleeving process to do that part. Rand Whitney has been in favor as much, you know, of that something 9,000 pipe, whatever they call it.
You don't want to do that because that was a problem. That section there, the sleeving went before. The reason we're going with this new piping is so this stuff is supposed to last a lot longer. And,
yeah.
And by putting that in like that, we just you would end up putting yourself another bad spot in there that was going to go first.
And again, but we were kind of constrained by Yankee Gas, and you know there was 800 plus pounds of pressure through that line. Nobody was wanted to get anywhere near it, and they didn't want us anywhere near it. And, in any event, they had to redo some drainage that was in the area as well. So now the next 750 feet gets them down in the area of Daniels, Koblik area. And we're dubbing this 3A. They don't know what it's going to look like past there to get to the next. I think there's 2,400 feet left, so this is the about a third of what's left to be done. So there's probably about another $1 million worth of work at least that probably needs to be done on this line to complete it. And then they can take the bypass out of there. So they wanted to get the next 750 feet so that they pretty much have clear sailing through the drainage areas that they're aware of. And then it gets, starts to get a little hinky. They're gonna have to do some 22 and a half degree angles to make some curves. And when you get down to the bottom of like Five Corners and in that area, there are Five Points, I mean. There's a lot of drainage that comes off of there. That's a problem. And there's a lot of water that goes all the way through there into the pond area. So we want to make sure that all that drainage gets done correctly. So we're only looking to go the next 750 feet at this point. Rand Whitney really wants to go for it. But again, that one, this is once again up to the commission. I asked Bill Piniaz to be here tonight. Apparently he couldn't make it, so to explain where we're at with it. And some days they get, you know, a good 100, 150 feet in. And then other days, you know, they're lucky to get 20 in because what they hit. Or the guy comes out wielding an axe and, you know, threatening people. And it's been a crazy little project down there.
So what's the reason why this isn't being bid?
Again, because he's all geared up and ready to go with it.
So because the first part was emergency, we're going to hand him everything else?
Well, the whole point is they're not using any of the line right now, so it's still in an emergency condition.
I thought we already switched it over. I thought we.
No, we're still running on
the other line.
We're still running on the bypass. This line is getting run parallel to it,
yeah.
So it's not in use yet. So we've got it this far. You know, we need to get that last leg home to get it in service.
Yeah. We're not even using the bypass point. We're just using the old two lines.
The old two lines.
But we're leaving the bypass in place in case, God forbid, something happens
until
we get done.
Right. So you're actually not using the bypass right now.
Okay.
We don't really. Yeah, you don't want to use that unless you really have to because that puts a lot of corrosion on the other line. But I just don't understand why this wasn't put out to bid. I mean.
Well, if you start a job, you're not going to switch contractors in the middle just to finish it up. That doesn't make sense.
That's true. And, you know, you got to also take into consideration the familiarity that that company has with that area. For all of Maple Avenue, with the job itself, he's familiar with the drainage problems, the gas line problems. He knows the area like the back of his hand, and there's a lot to be said for that. You know, I agree with you that some of these things from the beginning should go out to bid, the big items. And I agree with you, and we have to make sure that we are cognizant of that.
But not in the middle of the project.
Yeah, and this one here, you know, we got to get this job done. And it's all the more the reason why we stick with the contractor that we have. He's a proven advantage for the town. And
well, I understand what you're saying, but if this is the case, we should have approved all four sections right from the beginning instead of not.
And we had considered that, Commissioner, but we weren't sure what the pricing was going to be getting into it as we started looking at where the drainage is, where you run into a rock. Like when we're doing a Cook Tower, they just had a stub out, and instead of putting a proper thrust block in there, they just had a boulder sitting up against the cap at the end. You know how it is. You're in construction. You don't know what you get until you get into the ground. But I will say this, too. This money's all reimbursable to the authority. It's going to take forever.
Take forever.
It's going to take forever. But it is It is, you know, on Rand Whitney's nickel.
It's like money in the bank.
And what about Section 4? What are we going to do with that? Is that going to go along the same lines as this?
It's still kind of part of Section 3. So this is we're calling this 3A. I don't know how, if we're going to go 3B or 3B and C. I don't know where we're going to end up with this. But I only time will tell at this point, Commissioner. And again, more than happy to ask a representative from Rand Whitney and Billy to come down here at any time to discuss. We did ask him to come today, but I don't know what's going on.
It does seem like Rand Whitney does seem to want him as the contractor. At least that's kind of what I'm getting.
They do, and they want to use the new pipe really badly. I mean, they were stressing, like, we're paying for all this pipe in the ground, and we're not able to use it. And I'm kind of chuckling to myself, we really haven't paid for this pipe yet. But you do owe the bill.
So two things on that. P&H Construction has done work inside Rand Whitney for a long time. They've done a ton of work on this line with all the repairs over the years. When they did a presentation for us, they met us down at the WPCA, and they did a presentation for us. He showed the line, and he's like, right here you hit some wet ground. You got clay over here. You got ledge over here. You got a boulder area over here. And he walked you through the whole line talking about stuff. He goes, this is an area we're not overly familiar with, but we got a line in there before, so we should be able to get it again. And, you know, to me, knowledge like that is hard to beat. And you get another contractor in there, they put a clause in there, anything over one yard or over for a rock, you pay for blasting, splitting, and then they're going to pull the hole. Oh, I didn't know that was going to be there. And
then just the time to get familiar with the new project for a new company. And didn't, when we approved the last time, I think it was you asked him, and he said he was going to have, like, pre-order the pipe so it was all ready to go moving forward, so, and we were getting a good price on the pipe.
If I remember the story correctly, and anyone can correct me on this, when the first story of this pipe getting replaced went out, Bill Pinas started calling around to see where he could find it. Mm-hmm. Only one place had it in Maine, and they had enough to get us going in a pretty good shape. And he called and ordered it without having a contract.
Yeah.
And his only request at that time was that if they did not get the contract, that the town buy the pipe from them at cost.
Yeah.
Which, so, he wasn't looking to make money on it, but he only found one place that had the pipe, and he took the gamble on buying it. And he goes, and not that I wanted to lock it in, he goes, but I wanted the town of Montville to lock it in so that, heaven forbid, a place in Ohio calls, buys all the pipe, now there's none to be found. So,
yeah, so we have a good working relationship with him, and then if we...
Well, I understand all that, and I understand that, you know, he's familiar. But what I'm saying is every once in a while, it wouldn't be a bad idea to throw a bid in there just to keep him honest. If you're going to
At the beginning of a project, not in the middle or the end.
Well, then you guys voted for this right in the beginning, one and two. Then why didn't you do all four then? I mean, come on. We knew that this was going to come down the road before. We knew it. Three and four sections was going to get done. And everybody's been just not saying a word. Now, here we are. Now,
well, the first section was an emergency, wasn't it? That's how.
Yeah, that's an emergency for the first two. But this isn't an emergency, so why are we handing him this then? Because he's a good guy?
He's established doing good work.
I'm just saying it's a good idea every once in a while to throw a bid out there just to keep...
At the beginning of a project, not in the middle or the end.
On the flip side of that, if this line goes down and we go to do the bypass and something goes wrong with the bypass, Rand Whitney backcharges the town $1 million a day. So if you think about $1 million a day and you look at a $315,000 proposal, that's pennies. Yes, and I think on our, you know, we need to do some preventative maintenance stuff.
And it's not the little ones. I understand the little ones. I mean, you're right. $20,000 and stuff like that, you're right. It ain't worth going down and looking for a lot of bids. But when you get figures like this and you're looking at $1 million and stuff, I mean, it really should be big.
And Commissioner, we did this when there came an issue with the emergency line breaks in other places. And we ended up with a different contractor on a time and material basis for those kind of services.
And how'd that turn out?
It's working out okay so far. I mean, he's not the cheapest in the planet either, but, you know, when you got, you know, raw sewage bubbling up on 32, you need somebody that's going
to
be there.
Yeah, and he does seem to be a guy you can call, and he is local. You can get down there pretty fast. I don't doubt that. I'm just saying it's once in a while, it's not a bad idea to throw something out there. And I'm going to... leave it right there.
Nope, and I agree with you
I
on that.
I think we're all in agreement that we should bid these when we have, when we can.
Yes.
And we will.
But. Yes.
Okay.
Roll call vote. Gloria, please.
Commissioner Goudou.
Favor.
Commissioner Maselli.
Favor.
Commissioner Lathrop.
Favor. Motion passed.
Yes, but I...
I was waiting for you to let me know.
No, are you moving on to M now? Item M? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to bring something to your attention. On your agenda, you have item L, old business, but you don't have M for new business. You just have the number one, which seems like it's under old business.
It was supposed... I think when he was doing that, that was... You know how sometimes when you hit the bullet thing, that was L for, that was M for new business, and this would be N, correct?
If you, right.
Yeah. It's a good observation, Gloria. Thank you.
Okay.
That's why she's going to do finance.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. I appreciate your commitment. Reports, referrals from planning and zoning.
Commissioner Longton, Chairman Longton was the... liaison, and I didn't get any report from him, and nothing was forwarded to me.
Okay.
I don't have anything either.
Okay, so we'll look forward to a report when he gets back, and hope he gets back soon.
Unless, you know, the weed place cultivator ends up on 85. I don't know if we can get water out there for water and the marijuana.
At 85?
That's the zone they put it in, right? Over by Rinaldi's?
Yeah. Does that have to be in an existing building, or can they build a new... Because there's not much there.
I was going to say, you get this much land. It's whatever. Water Commission, report from operations.
I'll just do a dual report again from operations and administration. I'll just reiterate that it was National Water Week, and Derek was called up by the state to the Legislative Office Building, where they were honored for all the work they've done in water. EPA came out with their PFAS. And I won't be able to tell you what PFAS is, polyphenol, blah, blah, something or other, basically bad stuff in the water, in the firefighting foam, but it's in a lot of things. It's a forever chemical to get rid of it out of the water supply and the wastewater supply. So we're kind of looking at any problems that we're going to have on our end. Right now it doesn't seem to be any because we are not responsible for the water quality. It's coming from Groton, and they don't have any problems. They've been doing PFAS testing for a couple of years, and everything has been negative to date. We do have some in the wastewater, but it's trace. But it's a very minute amount that they're testing for now. So we'll have to see where that ends up. If it ends up in the sludge, it goes to the incinerator, and they have to burn it at a higher temperature to destroy it. I can tell you that there are a lot of companies out there, the Violas, the Covantas, who just changed their name, who run a lot of these worldwide kind of organizations, are looking at new technologies to do it, whether they do it through UV light, whether they do it through heat, whether they do it through ionic exchange. They're looking at a bunch of different technologies to do it, but that's going to be a big, heavy investment in equipment for them to do it. So right now, we're okay with that. Our next thing that we're working on is utilizing our existing software system for the water meter reads to do water audits. So I'm working with the clerk and the accountant to see if we can start getting baselines and do a complete monthly read on all of our 400 plus water customers. Normally we just do our 25 water customers that we bill on a monthly basis, but we're trying to get a baseline for all the water customers. We're not going to send out a bill every month, but now we'll be able to look at their water usage, and if there's a crazy spike on somebody, we should be able to detect that earlier on after we had gone through that problem with the unaccounted water last time. That's all I have.
Thank you. So that covers operations and administration. Report from engineers?
None, sir.
Old business?
None.
New business?
None as well.
Okay. Remarks. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute time limit? Remarks from the public? Remarks from the public? Remarks from commission members?
I have another question. Just hypothetically, on that stage three pipe, if we had voted it down and said, no, it's got to go out to bid, how long would that take?
Oh, a couple of months probably.
Okay.
Because we would have had to develop some engineering specs and then go out to the formal bidding process for that.
Right, so see, again, it's not really...
It's an onerous process.
Yeah.
And it's there for a reason, and I get that. Maybe there's somebody out there on a state bid who does that kind of work that we would have been able to maybe, you know, award it to them. I don't know why he just doesn't get on a state bid list, and then this is superfluous commentary. But
yeah, I was just like, I'm not saying that we should have done that. I'm just trying to, you know, this is a lot. You know, I've only been on the commission, I don't know, 6 months, maybe a little longer. So it's a lot to absorb. You know, I'm just trying to get a...
And in that short time, you've done like five waivers at least.
Yeah.
Aware.
And it's just trying to get a hold of, all right, what can we do? What can't we do? Instead of just, yes, pass everything. So, again, that makes sense to... It doesn't... Even if we save money, we're losing all that time. But again, we should, if we can...
We should have put this out earlier.
At the beginning,
Not even at the beginning. We could have done it a couple months back. We all knew it was coming.
This is in the middle of a project, though. You start, do that with a at the beginning of a project. You don't want different contractors coming in and out on a project like this. You just don't. That's
at some point he's going to have to make the connections.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, it's still not interconnected yet.
Yeah, my two cents on that is if he installed the whole thing and now if there's any problems with it, no matter where the problem is.
Who's responsible?
Yeah, you know, and especially if it happens anywhere near that connection point, they're both going to point at each other, and then we're going to be sitting here trying to do a waiver to get one of the two of them to fix it.
I knew right from the beginning when I seen this that he was going to end up with all sections. Because you're right. Once you start a project like this, nobody else wants to take over after somebody else.
No.
But... I just didn't like the way only two sections was put out there and the last was not even put out there. And then down the road, yeah, or here's some more. I thought it should have all done at once. Especially since you know that he was going to end up with all of it because we all know, you're right. I know even if I was going to weld something, right? I get something half welded. I don't want to take over. It's like that. I understand.
Yep. I concur. It should have been the whole package at once, but... We broke it up, whatever our reasoning was at that time, and you know we were trying to get the Band-Aid put on and get this thing moving again. And
hey,
here
how did
we
make out with the other bids on the two distribution boxes going to the plant where they wanted to put epoxy on them?
It hasn't gone out to bid yet. We're still waiting.
It hasn't gone out to bid?
No, we're waiting for the state to approve the project so we can use the funding. And it's going to be a spray-on coating to just buy us a lot of time.
They ever figure out a way how actually they're going to go bypassing them when they go to change it?
It's in the contract for them to do that. They're going to probably use the same company, Xylem, that Billy Pini has bought the system from for Rand Whitney. But that's it. That's in their contract.
Any other remarks?
Yeah, actually, well, not much. I just, I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Not you. No, you even do it. No, I think you've taken this on pretty good, and I think you're getting a handle on it pretty good.
It's a lot to learn. It's a different animal down there, I have to say. And again, it's a lot of equipment, and I got to tell you, there's some mornings down there you just really don't want to open that car door and step outside because it is ripe.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, with your comment about he's doing a good job, me being as new as I am, the freshman, I don't have to worry about WPCA.
That's a good thing.
A lot of other worries, but not that.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it honest, and we're not going to pull any fast ones.
I just want to say I want to thank everyone for coming tonight and bearing with me as I work my way through this. And thank you for your kind words, Rick.
Oh, you are good, but
I'm surprised we had a quorum tonight. I'm so glad you did.
Yes.
I really am, because I was really worried about it.
Well, my schedule is, I'll say, fluid. So I should be at the next meeting, and then we'll see after that. But I should be able to make.
But with Chuck being out, that's when that was.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here we go. Yeah.
Any other remarks?
We're down a member.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That one passes also, Gloria.
Thank you all.
Boy, I was like, you're welcome.